Howdy, folks. You know, I've noticed that most women, after they get a divorce, they usually say they feel like a new man. This is Pat Buttram. The gum I chew is delicious double mint, and we call this program Just Entertainment. Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time, and this morning, as the fellow says, I woke up feeling blah, just blah. There's a word, I don't know what it means, just how it feels, blah, like I'd just been kissed by my elderly aunt. You know, there's something about spinster aunts. They kiss like hens picking up gravel. You ever notice? I don't know whether they're out of practice or just don't give a hang. I don't know. Some wives, I hear, are about the same. Bells that ought to be tolled, you know. Anyone for a lilt or two of laughter on that one? Well, all right, let's turn our attention to the Halloran Quartet as the boys give us Jack Frost's famous Floating Down to Cottontown.
Floating down, my honey, floating down. Floating down the river, down to Cottontown. Just hear that whistle, toot, toot, tooting away. Everybody singing, banjos ringing till the break of day. Honey lamb, my little honey lamb, I'll come back to you in Alabama. While fields of sugar cane seem to welcome me again, floating down to Cottontown.
Then we'll be floating down, my honey, floating down. Floating down the river, down to Cottontown.
Just hear that whistle, toot, toot, tooting away.
Everybody's singing,
banjos ringing till the break of day.
Honey lamb, my little honey lamb,
my honey, I'll come back to you in Alabama. While fields of sugar cane seem to welcome me again. Floating down to cotton, floating down to cotton, floating down the river, down to Cottontown.
Oh, mighty fine, boys. You know, friends, every now and then I just go ahead and talk about double mint chewing gum so you'll know what to pick at the gum counter, you know. I don't get any rules or regulations or orders or anything. All the double mint folks say to me is, they say, go ahead, Mr. Buckskin, and tell folks how healthful and refreshing and delicious double mint chewing gum is. I keep asking them to quit calling me Mr. Buckskin. My name's Buttram. B-U-T-T-R, and the rest of it is either R-U-M or R-A-M. Must be R-A-M. Can't be R-U-M. I never touch the stuff. Well, it's easier to spell double mint, I guess. And a whole lot easier to chew and enjoy it. That wonderful double mint flavor, you know, it cools and refreshes your mouth. Chewing double mint, that helps keep your teeth clean and attractive, too. So, you know, when you smile, it looks like you really mean it. So you get some double mint chewing gum today, you hear? Did you know that besides visiting with you on Just Entertainment, I augment my income with little sidelines like, well, now I enter all the contests on the radio around the country, you know, where the first prize is a trip to way off somewhere. Of course, I've been way off lots of times, but not way off like, for instance, Madagascar or Mount Everest. You know. So I figure I'll be taking off to one of those places just as soon as I finish a sentence in 25 words or less on why I like whatever I happen to like, which will be, by a strange coincidence, whatever they offer prizes for me to like. But you got to be kind of careful about what contests you get into. I know one time I wasn't paying much attention, and there's a place in West Virginia. They were offering a prize to whoever gave the best name to a new hospital, and I won first prize. Believe me, I never would have entered the contest at all if I'd have known first prize was a appendectomy. I will say it was a good operation, though. And you know, won't people be surprised years from now when they open that cornerstone and find a buttram appendix in it there? So I guess we ought to have right now some ether music, maybe, huh? The Buttram Symphony playing Japanese Sandman. What you call mood music there. You know, these days we even have mood colors, too, I guess. Anyhow, I was reading in the Chicago American, when a girl asks her boss for a raise, they say she'll do better if she's wearing a blue polka dot dress. That's what the big psychologists of the country, they've decided. Blue polka dots, that puts the boss in a mellow mood, you know. So you ladies, when you ask your husband for a larger allowance, wear a blue polka dot dress there. And also give your husband or the boss a stick of double mint gum, too. That'll help. That cheerful chewing, that's great for mellowing moods and spreading the sunshine. And now it's Buttram bonus time. Today's bonus is about the etiquette of sidewalk conversation. You know, what to say when you bump into an acquaintance on the street. Of course, now the first thing when you bump into anybody is to say, oops, sorry. But, I mean, never say, watch where you're going, you clumsy ox. Down in North Carolina, they say there's a town there where sidewalk conversation, it became such a traffic problem that the police took action finally. They mark off on the sidewalks what they call conversation zones there because, so many people were stopping to talk at the entrances to buildings that you could hardly get into the buildings. You had to elbow your way through such sparkling sidewalk yaddity-yak as, Joe Muldrew, where have you been keeping yourself? You old rascal. Is that so? Well, and how have you been? Well, well. How's Rosie? Her name is Rosie, isn't it? She is. She did. Real mink, huh? So how have you been? Well, let's have lunch sometime. I'm in the book, call me. No, I'll call you. Huh? Well, how have you been? Well, so long. I wonder who that character was. Well, that is the sort of sidewalk conversation that if it never took place, it'd be soon enough, I think. I think the secret of sidewalk conversation is brevity. You know, keep it short and interesting. When you run into a friend, just five short words will make you real popular. Have a stick of double mint. Of course, you'll need a little spare double mint to pass on to your pals, but that's simple, and it's mighty inexpensive, too, which is that's one of the reasons that people appreciate your friendly gesture so much. You see, double mint costs a little. They won't be uneasy or embarrassed. They'll just be pleased. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. And here's Paula Richards, of all things, under a blanket of blue.
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, the night is ours. Under a blanket of blue, let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night's magic, enthralling me so. The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, dear. Covered with heaven above, let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, under a blanket.
Well, I hope you'll join us again tomorrow when we'll return with more just entertainment. Meantime, you enjoy delicious double mint chewing gum often, every day, will you? And be specially sure to chew healthful double mint after every meal, you know, to help clean your teeth. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and you know, there's one way every man likes to see a woman dress. Fast. Bye now. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?